One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Okay, so have you ever wanted to spend the night in a haunted hotel? Like, really haunted? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a place that's practically synonymous with haunted hotels.
The Stanley Hotel.
Yeah. The Stanley Hotel. This place isn't just the inspiration for The Shining, folks. It's got a century-long rap sheet of spooky encounters, and we're going to unpack it all.
It's a fascinating case study for exploring the intersection of history, personal experience, and, well, the unexplained.
All right, so picture this. It's 1909, Colorado. The wilderness is still pretty wild, but suddenly, boom. This grand, luxurious hotel pops up, complete with electricity, running water.
Even telephones, if you can imagine.
Right. Talk about ahead of their time.
The Stanleys, F.O. and Flora, they weren't just successful entrepreneurs. They had this vision of creating an oasis of luxury in the middle of nowhere, and they poured their hearts and souls into this place.
And it wasn't just a business for them, right? They lived there, breathed it, loved it.
Absolutely. And some say that love never truly faded.
Okay, wait, are you saying people think their spirits are still hanging around?
Let's just say there are persistent reports of F.O. making his presence known, especially in the lobby he was so fond of.
No way.
And it's always accompanied by this sudden, inexplicable drop in temperature.
Classic ghost move. Okay, I've got chills already, and we're just getting started. But hold on, I heard Flora was a whiz on the piano back in the day. Any chance those ghostly piano tunes we hear about are hers?
That's one of the most common stories guests report. The haunting melodies of a piano echoing from the ballroom, seemingly played by unseen hands.
See, I knew it. Okay, but we've got to talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say room 217?
Yes.
I mean, that room alone is practically a legend, even before Stephen King got a hold of it.
Before the fictional horrors of The Shining, room 217 was already steeped in unsettling tales.
Yeah, like the story of Elizabeth Wilson, the housekeeper, who had that awful accident back in 1911.
A gas explosion, if I'm not mistaken. Tragic.
Tragic is right. So we've got this history of strange happenings, and then bam! The Shining comes along and turns the Stanley into this iconic horror setting.
It makes you wonder about the interplay between real and imagined experiences, doesn't it?
It really does.
Did the hotel's existing reputation somehow seep into King's writing? Or did his vivid descriptions amplify whatever was already lurking beneath the surface?
That's what we're here to figure out. But how do we even begin to unpack all of this? Where do we start?
Well, it's important to remember that every good mystery has layers. We've touched on the historical context, the personal stories associated with the Stanleys themselves, but there are other factors at play as well.
Like what?
Like the very land the hotel sits upon. Long before the grandeur of the Stanley, that area held deep significance for the indigenous tribes who called this region home.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that.
The Ute and Arapaho people considered this land sacred, a place of powerful energies.
So are you saying that building the hotel there could have messed with something, disturbed something?
It's a theory some find compelling. The idea that perhaps the construction disrupted a delicate balance that had existed for centuries.
Okay, now that's just airy. Like, they built this grand hotel on top of something ancient and powerful.
Precisely. And that's just one piece of the puzzle.
So many pieces. But wait, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we've got to address something else. Something that might explain a lot of these spooky stories. And it's something that might surprise you.
Oh. And what's that?
Science. Yeah, you heard me right. As much as we love a good ghost story, there are actually scientific explanations that could account for some of the strange things people have experienced at the Stanley.
Now this
This I have to hear.
Science. For real. Okay, I gotta hear this.
So imagine for a moment this, well, low frequency hum. It's practically undetectable to us, to our ears. But it has the potential to trigger all sorts of weird feelings. Unease, anxiety.
Wait, are you talking about like bad vibes?
Not exactly. I'm talking about infrasound. It's a real thing. And it can mess with our senses in strange ways.
Okay, but how?
Well, studies have shown that exposure to certain infrasound frequencies can actually cause people to experience chills, a sense of dread, even hallucinations.
No way. So, like, you could be standing in a perfectly normal room, but because of this infrasound, you think you see a ghost.
It's a possibility, and a pretty creepy one at that. And here's where it gets really interesting. Think about the Stanley's location, way up in the mountains, the building itself, those long corridors, the aging infrastructure.
Yeah.
Perfect recipe for naturally occurring infrasound.
Okay, now that is just spooky. But wait a minute, you said there were other scientific explanations.
All right, EMFs.
EMX.
Electromagnetic fields.
Like from power lines and stuff.
Exactly. Everything electrical generates them to some extent, especially older wiring and appliances. And while the long-term effects are still being studied, there's definitely a link between high levels of EMF exposure and neurological disruptions.
Like what? What kind of disruptions?
Oh, all sorts. Headaches, dizziness, even vivid hallucinations.
So you're saying that some guests, they might not be seeing ghosts, they're being zapped by the hotel's wiring.
Well, it's a bit of a simplification, but you get the idea. The point is, there are often more straightforward explanations than we realize, even in a place as famously spooky as the Stanley.
Okay, that makes sense. But then, yeah, what about all those stories about the Stanleys themselves? F.O. in the lobby, Flora playing the piano. If it's just infrasound and EMFs, why do people always see them?
Well, that brings us to another fascinating aspect of this whole phenomenon. The power of suggestion.
Suggestion?
Think about it. People come to the Stanley having heard all these stories, right?
Right.
So even subconsciously, they're already primed to interpret any little creak, any flicker of light, any draft as something more.
Like our brains are already looking for ghosts.
Exactly.
We're practically daring them to appear.
It's like our minds, they have a way of filling in the blanks, especially when we're in an environment that we already believe to be haunted.
So even if there's nothing actually there, we might see it anyway.
Precisely. Our expectations shape our realities, especially when it comes to the paranormal.
But hold on a second. Are you saying that ghosts aren't real? That it's all in our heads?
I'm simply saying that we have to be open to all possibilities.
Okay, fair enough. But how do we explain the really personal experiences? The ones that are tied to the Stanleys themselves. Like, I once read this story about a guest who felt a hand on their shoulder and heard a voice whisper, "Welcome." And it sounded just like F.O. Stanley.
Now, those are the stories that truly pique my curiosity. Because if they're genuine, then we have to consider, what if it's not just about the location?
What do you mean?
What if it's about the depth of connection, the intensity of emotion tied to a particular person and a particular place?
Okay, you're blaming my mind here. You're saying that maybe it's not the Stanley Hotel that's haunted. Maybe it's the Stanleys themselves who are haunting the hotel.
It's a fascinating concept, isn't it? The idea that our energy, our essence, might linger in places that held deep meaning for us even after we're gone.
Okay, now we're getting into some seriously deep stuff. So, if the Stanleys are still hanging around, what do you think they're up to? Are they just checking in on their beloved hotel, or is there something more going on?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And unfortunately, I don't have all the answers, but I do have a few more thoughts.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay, lay it on me. What more could there possibly be to this whole Stanley mystery?
Well, it comes back to this idea we were talking about, the possibility that places can hold on to traces of the past.
Right, like energetic echoes or something.
Exactly. Now, imagine if that's true, not just for individual events, but for the collective energy of countless people over time.
Oh, wow. You mean like all the guests who have ever stayed at the Stanley, their energy's just kind of stuck there.
It's a thought, isn't it? Think of all the emotions that have played out within those walls. The joy, the laughter, the sorrow, the fear. It's like a constant ebb and flow of human experience. And maybe, just maybe, some of it lingers.
Okay, that's a lot to process. So we've got the Stanleys, maybe their personal energy, plus all these guests coming and going, leaving their own traces. It's like It's like the hotel is this giant sponge soaking it all up.
A very poetic way of putting it. And that's what makes the Stanley so captivating.
It's not just one thing, right?
Right. It's this layered, complex tapestry of history, energy, and human experience.
It's more than just The Shining, that's for sure. And it's definitely more than just a spooky old building.
Exactly. It's a place that challenges our perceptions, makes us question what we think we know about the world, and maybe even about ourselves.
You know, that's what I love about these deep dives. We start with a place, a story, and we end up, well, who knows where we end up? It's about the journey, right? The exploration.
Absolutely. And sometimes the most intriguing destinations are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the mysteries of the Stanley Hotel, I have to ask, What are you left wondering? What sticks with you?
Honestly, it's that lingering question. What if there's more to this world than we can see or explain? What if the veil between the living and the not so living is thinner than we think?
Ooh, good one. Gives you chills, doesn't it? Well, folks, there you have it. Another deep dive in the books. And as always, we want to hear from you. What are your theories about the Stanleys? Have you ever had an experience that defied explanation? Head over to our website, leave a comment. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep exploring the mysteries all around you. And if you ever find yourself checking into the Stanley, well, let's just say sleep tight. And don't forget to say hello to Flora for us.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.